is the second half hour, hour number one, on Monday, March 4th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I'm going to get to some of your text messages right now. What I'm looking for is, can you guys who went to Grand Rapids, can you text me a list of the counties? Asuka, if you're listening, send it to me on Signal. Brett Gooding went. Can you explain what counties showed up in Grand Rapids from the 1st District? Okay. Let's back up all over the place. First of all, Nikki Coons. Randy, an observation. There were a lot of folks with us in Houghton Lake that need to take your Robert's Rules of Order class, state constitution class. Many yelled out point of order when it should have been either a point of information or clarification, Mr. Parliamentarian. Yes, I ignored their incorrect use of the proper terms to expedite. I didn't want to teach Robert's Rules of Order on Saturday. I was asked to be the parliamentarian. So you bite your tongue and you deal with the people. People were passionate. They had very serious points that they wanted to make. And they kept saying point of order when, in fact, that wasn't the proper way to say it. But I allowed it to go through. Also, Dare Renda did a magnificent, beautiful job. It was a great day. That was Nikki on Saturday. Then she texted me at 9:15 when we got starting talking about what happened over the weekend. Is it normal that some county conventions didn't even hold a call to convention for their county? No, that's not normal. It's not even legal. Per the bylaws, under the Michigan election laws, the way the Republican Party set up is they must, all 83 counties must do a call to convention and hold a county convention on February 15th at 7 p.m. You're saying some counties didn't even do that? Then she came back and she said, who does your news announcement at the bottom and the top of the hour? That is Michigan Talk News Network. It's owned by Steve Gruber. She said that there was 1,900 credentialed delegates in Grand Rapids from all the districts, and that Trump got 51 of the 55 electors. Well, first of all, I don't believe that number of 1,900. But if it is, in fact, true, plus the 134 that we had in Houghton Lake, and there was others from the 2nd District, Genesee County, we even had a woman from Oakland County. If you haven't seen the map yet, text me map, and I'll text you the photograph of the colored in counties with a red dry marker that we colored in our counties if we were there representing. I'll send it to you. I think that's the uncolored ones would be the list. Brett, perhaps others can look and find it. Oh, okay. So far, let's see. Emmett County voted unanimously to let Charlevoix in. He said, I went to Grand Rapids. We were very disappointed in the fact that Charlevoix delegates were not allowed in by a vote from our district delegates. He says, I agree with Oscar 100%. Interesting. Mr. Schultz, the inventor, founder of WellConnect, was voted to go to the national convention in Milwaukee. He also voted against Charlevoix being allowed to be in. Well, I haven't talked to Dennis, so we'll find out his reasoning. I'll ask him to come on the show. Alpena went to Grand Rapids. That's where Mr. Schultz is from. Kalkaska, Marquette, Houghton, Chippewa, and Grand Traverse. Now, the majority of Grand Traverse came to Houghton Lake. Those were the real delegates that Katie Ness had put together to attend Houghton Lake. We don't even know who the delegates were from Grand Traverse County that Pete Hoekstra accepted as being credentialed delegates, because they did not get the list of those names from Katie Ness, the chair. The list that she sent all ended up in Houghton Lake. They shouldn't even have seated those people from Grand Traverse. Unbelievable. Okay, let's get the map here. Okay, yes, Christine wants it. I will get it to you during the break. Another perspective, Tom from Petoskey. The problem is that from all of the appearances, Christina was properly removed on January 6th. No, she wasn't. The judge's ruling was wrong. Yes, it was underhanded, but we let it happen. But boycotting that meeting? Don't totally understand. I need point of clarification, Tom, on your text. Let's see. Oh, thank you, Sylvia. Yes, I remember now. I went blank for a second. First alternate was Angela Hall from the UP. Second alternate was our very own Mackinac County Chairwoman, Roxanne Dufort. And Sherry LaFave was the third alternate. Thank you, Sylvia. Let's see. Kelly says, sue Pete Hoekstra personally for all the money the delegates lost. That's going to be the plan. Okay, bottom line, she said the information you're getting from others regarding Charlevoix County is a little off. I apologize. I read your signal comment the way you sent it to me. Let's see. We've got others coming in. The corruption that took place. Yes, absolutely. I saw that. MichiganCorruption.com. I'm not going to read it on the air. It's too long. See, one thing you have to understand, people, this is very, very, very simple. They wanted the donor class back. They wanted the DeVos money, Secchia money, others, multi-gazillionaires to be able to give money to the Michigan Republican Party. They want Hoekstra to do what he can do to help in November, but also along the way, funnel some of those big donors' monies back to their friends. I'm sure John Yab will be paid a political consulting fee. I'm sure Scott Greenlee will be printing up stuff for the Michigan Republican Party and their candidates. I'm sure that they will absolutely fully fund that building that's a dinosaur building that nobody's using on Seymour Avenue in Lansing. And I'm sure the parties are going to be back. The booze will be flowing once again. I have not seen yet the New York Times report. The New York Times sent a reporter. He lives in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor, Michigan, and drove up to Houghton Lake to cover it. And he interviewed many of you. Let's see. Officer Rick, he's working in Genesee as a school cop today, said, I found it interesting that they kept us all in separate rooms for the convention. It's actually, technically, it was a caucus. We were all separated, so we couldn't be controlled or influenced by others. And Pete Hoekstra never came around and talked to each district. He never showed up. He never went into any of the rooms to talk to the district's caucuses. I got one report. He was only there at the end to stand in front of the many, many, many cameras. Okay, We failed to defend Christina by boycotting the January 6th meeting, he's saying. But what by what technicality was the January 6th meeting illegitimate? Very simple. January 6th was not called by the then acting chair of the Michigan Republican Party. When they solicited a special meeting of the state committee members from her, she had 10 days to set a meeting, which she did. She set it for Saturday, January 13th in Houghton Lake. Well, because that wasn't within 10 days of their request, which the bylaws say she must call a meeting within 10 days after receiving a request for it, she did. She set it for January 13th. Well, that wasn't soon enough. So they called January 6th. Additionally, they needed 54 out of 107 of the state committee members to sign a letter requesting the meeting. After they found out what actually went down on January 6th, three of the 54 retracted their signatures. That's not what I signed up. That's not what they told me I was signing. We were going to be holding Christina Caramo accountable. We wanted to see the bank statements. We wanted to see what was presented, actually, by Dan Bonomi and the treasurer on January 13th in Houghton Lake. They showed the numbers. They showed that Christina actually raised more money and had more in the bank than Ron Weiser did the previous year in the 2021 non-election year compared to her 2023 non-election year. She was more frugal and actually had more money on hand than Weiser did. That was all presented on January 13th. That was the technicality that made the January 6th meeting illegitimate. But Judge Rossi didn't rule that way. Why? Because he's bought and paid for by DeVos's, Secchia, and even the lawyers who were paid to represent Hoekstra and Pago at the trial on February 27th, just a couple of days before Saturday. Final segment of hour number one, short break. We'll get to the rest of your messages. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910. Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show, final segment of hour number one. We're going to wrap this up with basically delegates I never thought would be drinking the Kool-Aid and are so rabidly against Christina Caramo. I went round and round with several of them, and facts don't matter. I got the photo. I'm going to send it out to you. This is Sherry LaFave from Onaway standing in front of the colored in map. They had taken the cardboard cutout stand up of Donald Trump, attached it to the map. Thank you, Devin Lawrence. He did a great job providing the music, connecting the websites for us on the big screen. And he's actually the one that grabbed Donald Trump and clipboarded him, clamped him to the map. If you click on that map, Christine, you can enlarge it. You'll see that Alpena was not colored in. And we had another county, I believe it was Kalkaska. So we'll see if... No, they were there. We did have some people from Kalkaska, but the majority of them, I believe, went to Grand Rapids. It doesn't matter. Downstate Kim, the delegate from Oakland County who showed up. I wonder if her name was Margene. Margene? She's the nurse, I believe. Yes, she was, I believe, part of the budget committee with Dan Bonomi. The three who claim they were misled as proxies for January 6th cannot withdraw their name later. The deed is done. No, that's not accurate. It's going to court in June, and their testimony will be brought into the courtroom in front of jurors. This will not be a bought and paid one-judge kangaroo court. The Judge Rossi basically executed for them. This is going in front of a jury trial in June, and the three immediately after the meeting were saying, no, I never signed up for this. This is not what I signed. That's not what you told me we were having this meeting for on January 6th. I did not support this. Absolutely no way. And a jury will decide. It's not a done deal. It's not a done deal, Tom. It's going to a jury trial in June, a month before the July Milwaukee national convention. So you're misinformed. Sherry says, our event was so good. Thank you to all who put it together in such a short notice. Yeah, Dan Bonomy secured the venue. Dare scrambled to put the agenda together per the RNC rules, per the Michigan election laws, and we followed it to a T. I read them all ahead of time, and she did a magnificent job of making sure, and including paper ballots. I made the recommendation that we do an Iowa caucus. Stand and be recognized and have the tellers do the count. And very simply, voting for Donald Trump versus Nikki Haley. Those for Nikki Haley, stand up. Nobody stood up. All those supporting Donald Trump, stand up. All 134 would have stood up. There you go, unanimous for Donald Trump. How long did that take? 30, 45 seconds? Okay, if you're supporting Ralph Rebant, stand up. The whole room would have stood up, 120 out of 134. Maybe the other 14 would have been compelled in a true caucus setting to stand up and vote for Ralph and making it unanimous like we did for Trump. But on a paper ballot, 14 voted for Rob Steele out of 134. Same thing with Bernadette Smith. She got 123 of 134. Only 11 people voted for the other two. Doesn't matter. You can't do it that way, Randy. Well, Iowa does it. Yes, but they have different rules. Being a true Iowa caucus forever since the beginning, they do it differently. Michigan election laws and the RNC in Michigan, who was controlled by Ronald Romney, said it had to be paper ballots. And the tellers, the six people that took the training and did the teller counting, I believe it was almost 2 hours it took them to tally up all of the delegates, alternates going to Milwaukee, and then the two races. But one other thing took place. A resolution was made, asked for a vote. Who do you feel is the chair, the true chair of the Michigan Republican Party? All 134 stood in support for Christina Caramo. Not one vote sees Pete Hoekstra as the recognized chair of the Michigan Republican Party. That's what happened at the majority delegates for the first district. They still today support Christina Caramo, not Pete Hoekstra. So for those of you that went to Grand Rapids from the first district, you do not agree with the majority of precinct delegates from the first. Hour number two, today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns.